I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food, and this is our weekly PieCast. Today, we're honored to have actually one of our pie contest judges on the show, Zoe Nathan of Rustic Canyon and Huckleberry. So let's talk about pie. Did you start baking as a kid?
That was definitely where I started baking, but to be honest with you, my mom and my dad are both really good bakers, and I let them do most of the baking. I just ate a lot of baked goods, I think, more than anything else.
Were they professional bakers, or were they just hobby bakers?
No, they were just home bakers, but they were really good. And when I look back on it now that I do it professionally, they were really good, and we were really lucky. You know what I mean? Everything was always so fresh, and my dad would cook dinner and like have to make a cake, you know, and he just couldn't. Dinner was not done unless he made a cake, or my mom made a pie or something.
So do you remember what your very first involvement with pie was?
I just started making pie myself. I mean, I think that I felt like when I would go and have dessert out, everything was a little bit stuffy and had a lot of components. And to me, the perfect dessert is a piece of pie, you know, or a piece of cake, or, you know, something really simple. So I started doing things like that when I started kind of baking, you know, and got to finally have my own menu. And, and I definitely make a lot of crostatas and galettes, and, you know, free-form pies to me are the most fun to make.
Talk to me about a crostata. That's kind of an Italian sort of pie/tart. Describe how it's different from a pie.
You don't have to put it in a mold, you know. I mean, how I describe it, some, you know, when people come to the bakery and they see the crostatas, they're like, what is that? I'm like, all it is just flaky dough and some fruit in the center with some butter and some sugar, and that's it, you know. So you just get to roll out your dough, put your fruit and your butter in the center, close it up, leave a little opening in the top, and we brush it with egg wash and sprinkle it with sugar, and then just bake it and kind of let it get its natural, you know, slightly messy-looking shape.
Now, when you think about pie, is your sort of comfort zone of eating pie, is it fruit or cream?
For me, it's definitely fruit. Always, without anything dessert-oriented, it's usually fruit.
And as a kid, what was your favorite? Did you have one?
My mom makes the best apple pie. Still to this day, I make all the desserts for Thanksgiving, but my mom still makes her apple pie. And every year she's like, maybe I shouldn't make the apple pie. And I'm like, I'm not making the apple pie. Like, you're making the apple pie. I don't care how long I've been doing this. You're making the apple pie. It is the best apple pie in the world.
Why?
It just tastes like apple. I mean, to me, it's everything that I love, or everything that I try to do in all my desserts. All it does is taste like apples and amazing buttery dough. You know, it's not like overly cinnamony or less of lemon zest or too sweet, or it just tastes like baked apples. You know, it tastes like it smells so good and it's pure and so good.
See, this is really interesting that you're saying that your default is the simplest. So as a judge for the upcoming third annual Good Food Pie Contest at LACMA, what kind of advice do you have for bakers who are planning to enter a pie?
I think keep it simple, in my opinion, you know. Or if you want to make it more complex, do it from your heart, you know. I think that sometimes people will try to make it more complicated or add something. Or it's like when people add cinnamon sugar to, like, chocolate chip cookies. It's just not good. It doesn't make it better. You know what I mean? So if you're going to add some extra ingredients and you're going to try to make it interesting, do it if it makes it better. You know what I mean? Don't just do it to make it interesting. You know, just remember, I mean, somebody has to eat it, you know,
and, you know, like, and judge you on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, for me, my go-to thing is simpler. And if I want to add something interesting, it has to make it better, you know?
So you're not looking forward to a nice fruit pie with a bacon lattice.
I mean, here's my thing. If it's good, I mean, here's, like, I am been known to put bacon on plenty of sweets, you know, and I like to think that it makes them better. But if it's just to have that gorgeous bacon top, you know, then no, I'm not looking forward to that. But if it makes it better, hey, I'm all for it.
So this summer, fruit has been really exceptional, I think, because we had a rather cold winter.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the fruit that you've been playing with this summer in pie, and sort of something that has just stunned you with how delicious it was.
I mean, I think the peaches are awesome this year. The strawberries that we just started getting are really good. The blueberries have actually been exceptional. But I mean, to me, summer is peaches, you know, is stone fruit. I mean, I know that we have so many different varieties and of plums and nectarines and apricots and, but the peaches to me, that's always like my go-to. I love peaches. And they're so easy, and you don't have to. I mean, I always say, like, the summer is the easiest time of year for us, you know, because all we have to do is have a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of butter, and then everybody gives us a million compliments, and we don't have to really do anything, you know what I mean? We're like, okay, you know. But, I mean, peach pie, I hope somebody makes, like, a peach pie, you know.
I think you could be sure there'll be a couple peach pies.
Yeah.
Now, when you're making them this time of year, do you do double crust or crumble?
It depends. It totally depends. I mean, at the bakeries, we do, of course, a lot of crostatas, a lot of galettes. You know, sometimes we like the galettes, we do them with, like, pastry cream under them. But I love, at my house, I would always do a crumble top. I love that. I like that, to have that kind of salty, crumbly topping. But at the bakery, we would probably do, like, a double crust. Because I think sometimes it looks more beautiful and it kind of looks like it was more challenging, you know. But I love both.
And pastry cream, do you make yours with just eggs or do you use a little cornstarch?
We use a little cornstarch.
Yeah, I have a cornstarch fear, so I'm always asking.
Why? Because you can, like, hear it when you, like, put your hands in it.
No. I can just never judge it. You know, when I throw together a fruit pie with flour. And pretty much always the filling is the right amount of tightness.
Yeah.
But I don't have that same fluidity, let's say, with cornstarch.
I understand. I definitely use a little cornstarch with, like, the blueberries and with the berries, but not really with any of the stone fruit or anything.
So you use flour?
No, nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe that process for me. Then how do you keep the juices tight?
It's definitely a messier pie. If you come to Huckleberry, there are some messy, messy desserts sometimes, but it's definitely a messier pie. I also think, like, you know, that's probably why actually I would definitely go towards, like, a crumble topping with something like that, you know what I mean? Because then it can be all juicy and the crumble will soak up some of the juice and, you know what I mean? And also, I don't mind when you cut a pie and it breaks a little, you know what I mean? I don't think a pie, like, needs to keep its shape necessarily to be delicious. I think sometimes maybe it's, like, slightly more aesthetically pleasing, but sometimes just to keep that fruit and to not have, like, you know, overly cornstarchy or, you know what I mean, something like that, I'd rather have it be on the looser side sometimes.
Well, I'm going to have to try that. I don't think I've ever made a stone fruit pie without using a thickener.
Yeah, you can do it. You know what also is a good idea? If you add some blueberries. So if you do, like, peaches and blueberries, and the blueberries kind of help hold it all together a little bit.
We were talking recently to one of your fellow judges, Roxana Julepot.
Yeah.
And she mentioned how at the last year you were very pregnant when we were judging pie.
Yes.
And she contends that your palate was off and that you just went crazy for all the super tart pies.
I did like all the sour pies. But I like that kind of stuff. I like lemon. I mean, I will definitely be curious to see what I like. I mean, I definitely ate a lot of pie and I was totally happy with it. And I was as big as a house. And I'm excited to do it, not pregnant, and see how that goes. But yes, I was as big as a house, and I think she's right. She might be right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you guys and do it. It'll be so much fun.
That was Zoe Nathan, noted pastry chef here in town and owner of Huckleberry and Rustic Canyon.